Welcome to the Compass Church podcast and thanks for tuning in. We hope that you enjoy the message that you're about to hear.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you are witnessing now is a miracle, because this is it. This is my most feared situation in life, and something that I've tried all my life to not to do and to get out of. For most of my life, I've had a battle with speaking from the age of 3. My parents recorded me on a cassette, and yeah, back then I was stuttering primary school was when I first realized I had a stutter. It was the first day of primary school, and the teacher asked the roll call, and that's when I kind of realized it took me 20 seconds to say my name. And I think that was when I just, okay, I realize I've got something here. So then the next day at school, I anticipated that moment. And that's when the horror started. I would anticipate, okay, I'm going to have to speak. And then that was basically all my life. You know, ordering a pizza now, it's still, I'd rather not. And then came high school. We all know that high school, you know, for me, it's about everything. It's about my hair. It's about girls. And speaking. Everyone can speak. Everyone can read out aloud in class. So that was a nightmare. You know, I would stand up there and I would get literally a sentence out. It was just awful. And people would look at me, I'd look at them, and they'd be like, man, you're a cool guy. What's going on? How come you can't, you know? But having said that, the Lord blessed me with something else. He blessed me with these things, these ears, because I can hear anything and I can play it. I can hear any song and I open my mouth and I can sing it. So I was happy because I knew I had a gift from God. Which brings me to this year, brings me to a journey that I've had, and it's been a journey that has moved very fast. So like any journey that moves fast, you have to hold on tight. That's basically all I had to do, was hold on tight to God. At the start of the year, I had a conversation with a friend about all these TV shows, The Voice, X Factor. And I just felt this courage come from nowhere. I was almost showing off. Hey, look at all these people going on these shows. Someone like me couldn't go on a show like that. He looked at me like, why not? And in my heart, I'm like, I can't do that. Because those shows ain't all about singing. It's about celebrity talking. And I can't say my name sometimes. But I felt courage, and it was a God thing, I guess. But I didn't realize it was. But now I know it was a God thing going, mate. You've got to do this. It's something that you've got to do. So the next day, I found myself literally picking up the phone, and I watched myself ring and make this happen. I'm doing this. Hi, I want to do it. Yeah, let's do it. I want to go on the show. Oh, and everyone's happy to have me on the show, because in their eyes, what a great story. Not the starter. They don't know anything about that. They just think he's an old has been from the 90s. I'll do it again. I should use my technique. Has been from the 90s. This could be an interesting story. Anyway, fear started creeping in. Oh, reality checked in. My kids kept showing me YouTube clips of Australia's Got Talent auditions. And yeah, from five-year-olds to 50-year-olds, the first thing you do is you walk up. Hi, my name. You say your name. No, big deal, all right, big deal. Anyone can say their name. For me, that's the door I can't open. Because for a stutterer, your name, the hardest thing to say, maybe it's how we view ourselves, but it really happens then when you're young. What's your name? And then that's it, you're gone for the rest of your life. So you're probably wondering how I am actually speaking now. I'm using a technique that I've been learning with other fellow stutterers. And yeah, I just got to use it more often. It's pretty hard, but I'm concentrating. So fear crept in, and I realized, what am I doing here? I can't do this. I'm going to make a fool out of myself on national television. There's a good chance I'm going to get up there. Nothing's going to come out. I wish I could just sing. But you can't sing your way through life, unfortunately. So I wrote to the producer, because I'm not going to ring him. I want to talk about it. I wrote, and in my heart, it was final. I was so down about this. Didn't tell anyone. I didn't tell my family because they were so excited. I just woke up middle of the night, going, I'm not doing this. I don't need this in my life. Sorry. Thank you for the great opportunity. I cannot do this show. This is why I've got a stutter that shows itself at the wrong times in life, and it's definitely going to show itself on national television. I can't do this. Well, the next day, the producer rang me, mate. He was really down. What's going on, mate? You don't want to do the show because of the start. And I go, man, it's serious. It's not a joke, you know. Like, I don't want to do this. And he goes, do you think this could be the reason why nothing's happened? Because, mate, you should be out there doing stuff. And I go, of course it is. This is what holds me back. And it holds me back socially. Like, I don't want to ring up and, you know, use the phone. I used to get mum to do everything. Now I get Elle to do everything for me. Ring the bank. She says, I like to talk on behalf of Andrew. Can you put him on? I'm Andrew. Can you? So it holds me back in many situations. And when he said that hit me. I was like, I can't. I've got to do this. And he goes, mate. And this is when I knew this was a God thing. Just out of nowhere, he asked, are you a Christian? And he just really just threw it in. I said, yeah, I go to church now and then. And I just knew this is a God thing. So I put down the phone. I said, yep, we're doing this. And I said to Elle, I've got to fix this. This is it. I've got to fix this. What was the name of that program on, you know, they show it now and then on a current affair. That again, on a current affair, the Maguire program, that's it, find it. I don't know whether it's in Australia now because they travel the world. Lo and behold, they're going to be here in February, but it was after the audition, but before the actual show. So I was like, oh, I wish it was there before. Okay, but it's after. God, that's good, you're putting everything in place. All right, that's the tool. You're going to give me a tool, but you've given me courage. That is a miracle. Now you're going to give me something. So anyway, Phil, who is the pastor of this church, actually you all know this, but he's just really, you know, sends you messages when you need them. And he's like, mate, I'm praying for you. This year will be huge for you. So I rang him and I said, yeah, something is going to be pretty big. There's a show that I want to do. I'm really nervous about it. And he goes, man, you've got two choices. You can either stress or you can, these were the magic words. I never heard them before. Give it to God. Oh, yeah, I want to give this to God. I don't want this. I don't want this because I don't know if you know what nerves are, but I live with them. There's just pain. It's just awful. And that was my prayer. God, I'm going to do this, but I want you to do one thing for me. You got to get rid of this because I can't sleep at night. I'm nervous. You got to get rid of this. And my goodness, that was a miracle. It was gone. I prayed. Lord, I would. And sometimes it would start to show itself. It would rise up from underneath. And I just pray, God, you got this. You want me to do this. And I just had this vision of me walking onto the stage saying, God, you talk for me. You speak for me. I can't do this. And yeah, then on the day of the audition, let me get some water. On the day of the audition, I was nervous. I should be. 37 years, I know myself. I know who I am. It was a Sunday, so we came here, sang a couple of songs, got revved up, went there, and of course, it was with everyone, my mum and my dad, my partner, my kids. So it was all happening. It was a big day, and I still remember standing on the side of the stage looking at the lonely mic stand, just going, I don't know how. I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm just going to get God do it. He put me there so he can get me through this. And yeah, I walked out and I just whispered, God, walk with me. God, 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 you got this. Come on. And they asked my name, started a little bit, tapped my knee because that's the old school way they used to talk. It was hard. So I just kind of, my name is. And, but then I told the nation I have a stutter. God gave me humility, honesty. He gave me wit. I was making cracking jokes. You guys remember CDB back in the, yeah, I was like, what's going on? I didn't care. And as soon as I walked, and then they called my family on stage, and I looked at Yasmin as soon as we walked off, and I grabbed, do you see what God has done? Do you see that? Did you see? That was what I was praying for. God did it. And I was so happy that I could share that with my daughter. Bang, you saw it firsthand. That's not me. That's not Dad. Because there's another reason why I did the show is because my kids saw my fear. And they were fascinated themselves. Why don't you want to do it, Dad? Because I got to. And I just thought, if I don't do this, they're going to see their father afraid. That's fine. I don't care about that, but they see me backing out of things. And I've backed out of everything in my life. Backed out of, you know, even marriage. Backed out of that. You know, how? Because of the vows. I don't want to do those vows, you know. I don't want to speak. That's all going to change soon. But so, yeah, God came through. Now my prayers changed. Now I was set alight. Now it was like, God, you got me. What do you want me to do? You got me. What for? What are we doing here? What do you want me to say? What do you want me to do? And then, yeah, he also gave me, I did it again. He also gave me wisdom to pick the right songs. I was going to sing Stevie Wonder, Bruno Mars, Michael Jackson. I was going to sing all that was in my, yeah, I'm going to, nah. I prayed on it. Lord, what do you want me to sing? Sing my song. Sing your songs. Sing from your heart. Be yourself. Michael Jackson. All right, go on, sing my songs. And then on the day of the first performance, I was praying, and then again my prayers just changed into something else. Lord, let them see you. When I get up there, let them see you, because this is all you. Even if they don't know you, let them see that something's going on here. And boy, did they see him. Kyle was brought to tears. People were saying there was electricity in the room. Some people sent me a text going, how funny they call him electricity. Cool. That's another word for God. Because it was a slow song as well. It wasn't like I was jumping up and down. It was a real slow song, but the crowd was screaming, and it was like a football match, you know. It was like, it's not me. And then I was realized, yeah, this is not me. And then I love the fact that I didn't have to try. Strangers would sometimes come up to me and go, it's a God thing with you, man. He's walking with you. And I'm like, oh, yeah, he is. You can see that. I'm so glad you can see that. It's not me. And that's when things really started moving. And they started moving very fast, because all of a sudden, the guy that doesn't want to speak was the only contestant asked to do interviews. Oh, man. And I'd be saying a prayer, literally, God, you know, I'll say whatever you want me to say. You just be with me and help me speak. And literally, I'll put down the phone, and Channel 7 publicity would ring and say, oh, Andrew, we know you don't like this, but Sunrise, Wednesday, Sydney. Oh, I go, sing a song? Yeah, and a bit of this talk as well. Oh, God, you're too fast. It's too fast. All right, yes. And I think that's the magic word as well, just saying yes. I said yes to doing this as well. I didn't say yes straight away. Phil texts me in the morning. I didn't reply till about 12 at night. I just processed it. It's happening, isn't it? You know what? And only God knows your desires in your heart. And this is one of my desires. The greatest desire, which I don't tell anyone, is to do this. Not to sing. I love singing, you know, that's what I do. But this has always been, and speaking of singing, I might just sing a little bit now. This song isn't probably not a song written for church. It was probably written about racial tension, but I believe the Lord chose this song for me to sing audition, and it's called A Change Is Gonna Come.
In a little tin, yeah, whoa. Just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. What's up there beyond the sky? It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me please. Oh. Then he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, 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 yeah. There were times when I thought I couldn't last too long, yeah. But now I know I'm able to carry on. Thank you, Lord. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Yes, I do. A change is gonna come. Oh, yes, it
will. So, yeah, I didn't realize why I chose that song, honestly. I kind of chose it with this. I just thought, oh, yeah, good song, nice notes. But as soon as I sang it, I was like, yeah, changes, this is it. Changes, that's why you wanted me to sing that song. Change is going to come. And I know that song was written for something else, but I understood for me what that song meant. So it was cool. It was really cool. And that's when I really relied on him to choose the songs for me. Last song, so yeah, he took me all the way to the grand final, and I have to admit, I started losing faith. I started looking around me all of a sudden, the first time I looked at the other contestants. Oh yeah, because I'm here now, I'm at the grand final. Now what do I do to win this thing? I started looking around, and the last song as well, I started to question, why am I doing a love song to L? You know, not to say that's not a good thing, but the song I did was all about, the second song I sang was no brainer. Lord, this is for you. I'm going to sing a song about you and what you've done. I'm going to do it on national television. I'm going to do it easy. Second song, I wrote this love song, and it's just all about a man and a woman, wife, be my wife. Yeah, you want me to sing that? It's not about you. It's not enough. And who does love songs these days anyway? That's real old school. It's a real old school love song, you know? The word wife in a love song, that doesn't happen these days. So, yeah, anyway, I questioned that. I went around in circles. I fought against it. I changed my mind. I went back to it, and I did it anyway, and it worked, you know? But on the live show, which was the last show, I started losing faith. I just looked at the other contestants and realized they had a lot of manpower. Like there was a contestants in Tasmania that were, the whole state were voting for them, you know, and they were on morning radio. Come on, guys, vote for the Wolf Brothers. They're lovely guys, awesome. Vote for the Wolf Brothers. And I was thinking, oh, man, that's such good manpower. I should have done that. And, you know, speaking to my family, they had more faith than me. They're like, don't worry about it. People are voting for you. Don't worry about it. And I was like, yeah, hey, don't worry. Oh, man, I don't know. I should have done something. I should have done that. And then it was an hour before the end of the show where they make the big announcement. And I was praying again. God, you know, it's manpower. And I just had this words pop into my head from God going, forget manpower. I'm going to show you that my power is greater than that.
And I was like, I won this thing, haven't I? You just told me I won. And I was standing up there, and honestly, I would have been, my reaction, you probably see me, it's a bit weird. Everyone's like, were you excited? I was like, I don't really tell people this because they may think I was a bit, you know, too. But I honestly would have been very shocked and surprised if my name wasn't called out, because God told me, I just want to show you something so you'll never deny me again. That my power is greater than any man's power. And I think I need to constantly remind myself, because in the music industry, it's all about, it's great, you know, it's good fun. But, you know, sometimes you've got to be strong in what you believe in, because they tell you this plus this equals great sales and this plus this equals that. And I know I'm going to be tested on this, and I know I'm going to have to rely and always remember that, you know, always rely on His power to get you through. So that's what the Lord has done for me all this year. So it's been an amazing year for me. So thank you. I'd just like to leave you with the song that I sang on the show as well. And it's about the journey with God. Turn it up a little bit, Nick, if you want. Oh, yeah. Turn it up a bit. Here I stand all alone. Is there someone to turn to? All this time I've tried so hard to make it on my own. But now I stand and surrender. I give it all to you. You opened up my heart and showed me something new. Now it seems like I'm the dreamer. Turn me into a believer. I raise my hands, now it's clearer. I fall down on my knees and I say, I want to go higher. I can walk through fire. I can do anything now that I believe. Hey, yeah. My world for the better. Yeah. Now more than ever. Well, I can do anything now that I believe. Hey, yeah. Oh, feels like I'm flying. Yeah. Oh, it feels like I'm flying. Oh, it feels like I'm flying. Oh, yeah, yeah. It feels like now I'm awake. Suddenly I'm breathing. I opened up my heart and had a little faith. Now it seems like I'm the dreamer. Turn me into a believer, yeah. I raise my hands, now it's clearer. I fall on my knees, yeah, and I say, I wanna go higher. I can walk through fire. Well, I can do anything now that I believe, hey, yeah. Oh, my world for the better now. Now more than ever. Well, I can do anything now that I believe. Oh, yeah. Feels like I'm flying. Oh, feels like I'm flying. Oh, it feels like I'm flying. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ooh, touch the sky, yeah. Oh, I can see, yeah, yeah. I believe. can walk through fire. Oh, I can do anything. Oh, you changed my world for the better now. Now more than ever. Oh, I can do anything now that I believe. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Feels like I'm flying. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, feels like I'm flying. Yeah. Oh, feels like I'm flying. Oh, feels like I'm flying. Oh, yeah. Thank you for listening, people. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. We trust that you've enjoyed the message. For more podcasts, head to www.compasschurch.com.au.